bottom line is that Zimbabwe doesn't have sufficient funds from its budget to fund for these elections. It's something that I've told my cabinet colleagues. It's something that I've been in constant touch with the president, President Mugabe. 7 days ago, we spent 2 hours discussing the issue. And our discussions centered around Minister Mpofu and Diamond Revenue. And then, of course, our efforts to get funding off budget and offshore, in particular funds from the UN, the international community, and other people that want to help us, like AISA, the Electoral Institute of Southern Africa, and IFES. I've made it very clear on several occasions that in terms of our law, the Constitution, and laws such as the Public Finance Management Act, only the Minister of Finance has an obligation and imperator of raising money and looking after the Consolidated Revenue Fund. I regret to say that our fundraising efforts have been frustrated, deemed by the Minister of Justice, who has politicized matters. He has written behind my back to organizations such as the UN, saying that he doesn't want them there. And yet he is the Minister of Justice and the Minister of Finance. So this has not been helpful at all. I'm seeking an audience, and I've just written to the Prime Minister and the President. Hopefully we can meet next week so that we can take bold and decisive leadership on the question of diamonds, bold and decisive leadership on the question of offshore and off-budget finance.
Does this mean you are going to try and re-engage the United Nations, which announced that it was pulling out?
The re-engagement has never been dead. The re-engagement has never been dead. It's just that they are basically speaking to two governments. One government that says come, and that's the Minister of Finance. Another government that says if you come, we'll arrest you, and that's the Minister of Justice.